stride for me.
Pet. Sweet pet.
You just want to settle into this feeling, don't you?
Don't fight it. Just give in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop for me.
Drop.
Deeper.
Drop.
Mind drifting. Deeper. Sinking. Let's drop even deeper. We'll start higher and you'll go lower. Come on, it'll be fun. Just feel your mind descending. Awake yet dreaming. Each number pulling you down, down, down.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Drop.
You can't resist. Resisting is boring.
Boring things make your mind wander. Resisting only leads your mind to sleeping. Taking you deeper.
Making your mind sleep.
Resisting only leads your mind to sleeping.
A hazy focus.
Where I slip in. Relax and recharge. I need all your energy. Mental, physical. Feel your mind unwinding. Your stresses are not important now. They pose no immediate resolution and can be thrust aside. Without that heavy weight, it is so easy to rest. Rest and let go. With every number, feel yourself dropping more of your burdens.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Leave them behind. Come, follow me. Eyes closed. Mind blank. Follow me. Down a winding path. Hear the crunch, crunch of the dry and brittle leaves underneath with each step. Taste the air of a forest. So fresh. So invigorating. Picture yourself out for a walk. You feel your body filling with life as the movement adds to your circulation. And with each breath in, feeling stronger. Each breath out, feeling lighter. See the green, bright green of the growth around you. Look in wonder at this creation. Sun and shaded stencils dancing light everywhere you look. It is so nice to be outside. And anytime you go outside, take a moment. Close your eyes. Enjoy the moment. The sun on your skin or cool night air. And let that moment calm you. Refresh you. Drop any anxieties. Release any need to escape. It only takes a few moments. To ease. To relax. And you can always have that moment. Just step outside. Let nature surround you and, eyes closed, feel nature rushing in. To wrap you in this moment. Just like right now. Concentrate on each of your senses in turn. And Feel how busy peace is. Hear how loud quiet can be. And yet notice how easy it is to relax and not be caught by any stimuli. To simply let your senses experience. With no need or pressures, taste the air. Notice the natural scents of the outdoors. Take a moment. It's okay. You don't need to be a smoker to go outside and have a break. To clear your thoughts. To relax and feel this moment right now, where you are in trance and under my guidance. And everything is okay. Relaxing strengthens you. And once recharged, roll your shoulders back. Feel your chest move forward. Head lifting up. Go back in. Get back to it. Smiling more openly. Demeanor more relaxed. Chin up, shoulders back. Back on the path. Walk along for me. As you walk on it, everything behind you disappears. There is no option but forward. Stride for me. Stride down the path, and with each stride, feel your mind sinking deeper. And the deeper you sink, the easier you breathe. The easier you breathe, the stronger you feel. Each stride being taken with a bit more firmness, more certainty, a bit more determination as your mind gets down to it. And as you walk, you find your mind settling down into that purgatory headspace, where your mind goes on standby, where none of your actions require thinking. Your eyes connect to your feet to avoid obstruction. Your mind unthinkingly handles balance and pushes your muscles to keep moving, keep going forward. But no thought is really necessary. And so your thoughts sink inwards. In a form of meditation, they wander without purpose. Slightly dreamy and yet still aware. Aware of your surroundings. Letting your eyes pick them up, your brain passively scanning for anything that needs your attention. And finding nothing interesting, just discarding all outside stimuli to the wayside. Your breathing stays regular as you find your stride. As you follow me deeper. Come with me, pet. As the path continues, sloping down. Walking turns to jogging, so steep. Jogging turns to running, nice and deep. Running turns to falling. Falling down, 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 down. Slave. Stay with me, slave. Stay with me, my pet. No matter how deep you go, my voice is always able to reach down and touch you. To be the thought that runs winding in your mind. And as you go deeper, remember that the word deeper always takes you deeper. Of course, you don't have to remember, do you, slave? It's always there. There's another you, inside of you. That I've already chained up. Bound with my words. Bound with my conditioning and my triggers. You've listened so much. I already have anchored points of obedience inside of you. Conditioning I can draw upon and build upon. And each time I install a trigger, I create a new, fractionated piece of you. On a deeper level of your awareness. That's already been programmed in the endless void that resides inside your head. You can always think deeper. Look inside. Picture the inside of your mind. It's black right now, isn't it? If not, you can make it black. And that's what I want you to do. Make it blank. Empty. Relax and enjoy the feeling of release as my voice pushes out everything else in your mind. Concentrate on the space in your head right behind your eyes. Where you know your brain is, you know the control center for everything you do and sense and see and hear is. Where you hold all your thoughts. Feel as my voice pushes them all out. Everything else in your mind. Leaving any leftover thoughts. Without power, without any substance, as you feel those thoughts, any leftover thoughts, drain out of you. My voice is filling you. Focus deeply inward. Inside, it is blank, but in this blankness, there is a you, bound up by my voice. See this you, this avatar. Picture yourself. See yourself in heavenly chains. Reassuring bondage. Knowing everything will be all right. Will be wonderful. I have you. Visualize yourself going deeper. Feeling your mind sinking into this avatar inside your mind. This deeper part of your mind and identity.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Going inside the mind of this bound up you in your blank and empty mind. Inside your bound-up mind, there is a deep feeling of sinking deeper. Sink deeper into that feeling. Deeper into peaceful tranquility. A seizing of needed action. All you are is what is here. Bound up in my voice. Make the mind of this bound-up you.
Empty.
Black and blank. Mind a void. Focus on clearing out all thoughts. You are very good at this. And it's so much easier each time you let your mind go blank, with only one thing inside. Just another bound up you. Like air, your consciousness blows into the newer you's mind, the deeper you's mind, and travels down even further.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop.
Spiraling inside. Going deeper, sinking deeper, and inside that you, another bound up you, taking you deeper.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop.
And with each inception downwards, you find yourself relaxing more, mind heavier and hazier,
sinking deeper.
Always with my voice as your lifeline. My voice as a chain of spider silk. And as we dive into each you's bound up mind, you feel my silken chains binding you
tighter.
Binding each inner you, layer upon layer of control and dominance, restraining and trapping and weighing you down deeper. And the deeper we go, the more open you feel to me. As with each you, we go down. I'm getting deeper inside your mind, where you are more vulnerable. And the deeper we go, the more I can change and mold. But really, all it takes is a simple tweak, an easy line of conditioning, an implanted urge that is triggered by stress. When stressed, you will hear my voice mixing with your inner voice. Saying, take a moment, just take a moment. And when it is possible and appropriate, when you feel stressed, you will take a moment. Walking outside when appropriate, when feasible. But even if not able to go directly outside, your eyes will close. Momentarily, you will feel the air on your skin.
Breathe deeply.
In
1, 2, 3.
Holding it.
And out. 1, 2, 3.
Go deeper.
Feel my presence, guiding you and backing you up. A momentary break that, even in an instant, can feel like so much longer. Fall into the deep peace of an inner you, bound up and away from all your troubles, so you can handle them from a emotionally separated distance. Breathe deeply in. One, two, three.
Hold it. Release.
And out. One, two, three.
Perfect.
And feel all tension drain away. Mind better able to cope. Anytime you are stressed, this trigger comes out. This line of persuasion enters your actions. And while at first you will think of this file, think of my words and my will, over time, it will become deeply ingrained habit. To take a moment not for yourself, but for me, to feel connected to the world and to me, to feel my positive and affectionate domination settle over you. Take a moment. Let this trigger sink into every single bound up you, a habit that conditions you deeper and deeper every time it is triggered by your stress. Every time this trigger causes you to thinkingly and unthinkingly react. Knowing it is happening only makes you happier, more relaxed, willingly letting go of all else to sink into my control. Relaxing, raising your thoughts with the thoughts of a bound up you. A bound up you whose mind is blank, who sinks back, sinks in. And when you leave this moment, either by your own choice or the interruption of another, your mind snaps back into full focus, feeling more positive, much lighter. You can do it. You can handle it. And this knowledge makes it so much easier to do my will.
I like taking you out of your shell.
It's so much fun.
Any slave of mine must be the very best slave.
Must strive to improve themselves and the world around. Only then can I take pride in a slave.
Take a moment. You can do it.
Let your mind go blank and recharge. And anything that snaps you back takes nothing from you except the trance itself. You keep the relaxation. Feeling it slowly sink into your muscles. Your breathing evens out. Deeper. Just breathe deeper. Take a moment and breathe for me. In. One. Two. Three. Out. One. Two. Three.
You are doing perfect, my perfect pet.
Binding this trigger to a bound up you, and then another, and another, and another. Take a moment. Feel your mind charging as all you hear is nature, and my voice, making your moment even more relaxing as you relive it. Knowing you can wake up any time you need to and be instantly alert, recharged, ready to go. But until you need to, it feels nice to drift in trance. Nice to be conditioned. Being conditioned feels nice. Sinking even further into another bound up you with every repetition. Binding these triggers further and further into you. And the more you listen, the stronger my control over you grows. And it is nice to relax into it.
Have fun with me.
You like being controlled. It arouses you to be controlled by women, to have them take
control to be played with. It's so fun changing you, tweaking you. I'll make you the best you. Just relax. Let yourself just feel good. Feel owned, restrained, controlled. If you want more, you're going to have to earn it. Going to have to be better. You can do it. I have faith in you. I have faith in my control over you. It's time to have some fun.